USA Radio News.
Senate Republicans are vowing to push its bills for debate if the filibuster falls. Two independents in the Senate vote with Democrats, and Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote gives the Democrats the leverage to pass bills. But without the filibuster, the 50 Republicans can force debate on their agenda items. That includes the Keystone XL pipeline, abortion, and the border wall. Democrats would still hold the power to vote down those bills, but just putting the vote on record can be used for the 2022 midterm elections. Pfizer announced on Monday it expects to have a vaccine that targets the Omicron variant as well as other COVID-19 variants ready in March. Omicron has been described by many in the medical community as a more contagious variant, but with less severe symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 baths, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
If you're planning to travel to Canada, the CDC wants you to put your plans on hold.
If you're thinking of making a trip across the country's northern border, the CDC wants you to think again. The health agency moving Canada to the highest risk category for COVID-19. The U.S.'s northern neighbors have seen nearly 300,000 new COVID-19 cases in the week ending January 8th, a new record for the pandemic. Other countries that remain in the CDC's high risk category for COVID-19 transmission include France, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy, and the UK. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Starting Saturday, private health insurers will be required to cover up to 8 home COVID-19 tests per month for those on their plans. The Biden administration announced the change Monday as it looks to lower costs and make testing for the virus more convenient. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Hollywood and close friends are continuing to mourn the unexpected loss of actor and comedian Bob Saget.
Deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida, Sunday for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room. The man was later identified as actor-comedian Bob Saget and pronounced deceased on the scene. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen are deeply saddened after the former Full House co-star unexpectedly died at 65. The girls jointly said Bob was the most loving, compassionate, and generous man. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Check your fridge again. Dole Fresh Vegetables, Inc. is voluntarily recalling dozens of types of prepackaged salad for a possible health risk from listeria. The recall affects dozens of states and comes weeks after the company issued similar recalls in December and October. The FDA says the affected products are Dole-branded and private label packaged salads processed at its Springfield, Ohio, and Soledad, California production facilities. Customers should throw out these products. U.S. doctors have transplanted a pig heart into a patient in a last-ditch effort to save his life. The procedure marks a first for medical science. Doctors at University of Maryland School of Medicine said 57-year-old David Bennett is doing well Monday, 3 days after surgery. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.